Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. And one of those strategies that I like to share with my clients and with my classes that I teach is a mindset practice. And why is this important? Now, building a business takes time, it takes resilience. You have to have the right tools and you have to have the right resources. And usually I can share hundreds of strategies that you can use in your business to grow your business, attract your ideal clients. But none of those things work if you don't have the right mindset for business. And let's talk about a little bit of what that means. When I say mindset, I don't just mean having a positive attitude, because some days are rougher than others, right? These are things we don't like to talk about. We like to only show the glam and the finished product of entrepreneurship. But for many entrepreneurs, some days are hard. Every day is not the same. And some days you don't feel motivated to get up and do what you know you're supposed to do. You're actually very, very normal, right? Because the best of us have those types of experiences. However, you have to cultivate a very, very strong mindset of success and abundance in your life, in your business, in your surroundings, and also in order for you to really be successful as an entrepreneur, right? We know that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's going to have ups and downs. There are things that you have no control over, and then there are things that you do have control over. The thing that you have control over is what you say and what you think about yourself and your business. And this is where your mindset comes in. It starts off first with you really showing gratitude for what you already have, right? Gratitude for the clients you've already served, gratitude for the opportunities that you have, and keeping that top of mind, right? Because we should all start the day with gratitude about what we have achieved, what we've received, and what we are yet to receive. So be grounded in that gratitude, and then move forward with the belief and the knowledge that what you desire for yourself and for your business shall be so. It's not just about being positive, but about having that belief in yourself and in your business and speaking those things into existence. I mean, as Caribbean people, you know, we like to talk. There's an easy way for us to be negative. Everything hard, I can't afford that. You know, we speak negativity into our lives and our businesses so easily because it's just so ingrained with us. So doing that mindset shift can be difficult for a lot of us, right? It's easy for us to sit down in complaints, right? So that mindset of abundance, that mindset of I can do this thing, you know, that there is a solution and I'm not going to stop until I find the solution. And if this person says no, then the next person is going to say yes, and not letting every stumbling block put you into paralysis. Those traits are very, very important for your success. It's not just about the money that you have, right? It's about what is inside of you, what is in your head, what is in your heart, what you believe, what you speak to your business, what you speak about your business, what you share about your business as well. So that mindset shift, I know it can be difficult or tough for some people, but I really encourage you that once you decide to become an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a mompreneur, whatever you want to call yourself, right? Once you decide that you are in charge of your destiny, then one of the first things that I would focus on is my mindset, and make it a daily practice. It's not something that you do once and you hope it tides you over. It's something that you have to develop, right, and do consistently and practice, just like you get up and brush your teeth, just like you may have your coffee every morning, just like you make up your bed, just like you go to the gym every day, whatever those practices are, your mindset practices also need to become that consistent in your daily life, right? And some things that you can do, because I know it's different for everybody, but some things that you can do, you can do journaling. Some people love to write, so you can do journaling and not journal just and complain, but journal and write what you would love in your business, what you would love your day to look like, what is your intention for the day, what your week is going to look like, what your month is going to look like, right? There's a reason we're doing this on June 1st, right? So the next 6 months are going to be fabulous in your life. You know, journaling. You can also do affirmations, which are like positive I am statements that you say out loud. And I love to say it out loud because it triggers a different dynamic in my head. Those positive I am statements that you can say out loud about yourself. So you're changing the conversations that you have out loud, and you're also changing the conversations that you have in your head about yourself and your business. You have control over those things. Whether you want to do meditation, whether you want to do use a vision board, there's so many different ways for you to practice a healthy mindset and make that a part of your daily existence, guys, right? It's not a one-off and then, you know, we forget to do it. It really, really helps, especially on those days when you struggle to get up. Today was one of those days to me. You struggle to get up, you struggle to stay motivated, and you struggle to stay on track because you're human. It happens. Life happens, right? So every day is not going to be a bed of roses, and that's fine. But again, start with your gratitude and then work on that mindset, utilizing those tools that I told you about, right? But the biggest thing, because having a positive mindset, again, is not enough for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Having a positive mindset is not going to just attract the clients into your life and attract the money into your life. It's about setting up yourself to be excellent for the day, right? So when you have done that mindset practice, the way to activate that mindset, and make that mindset come alive and bear fruit is for you to get into action. So that thing that you journal, that this is my intention for the day, what is the action that you need to take to manifest this thing in my life? I know we've been hearing about manifestation all over the internet, right? So what are the actions that you have to take to manifest whatever it is in your life, whether it's a new client, whether it's $10,000 in sales, whether it's a new contract, whatever that is for you. In order for you to get it, it starts with gratitude for where you are, what you have, what you're about to receive. It moves into my mindset practice for the day. I love journaling and doing my positive affirmations every single day. Those lift me up. And some people like to listen to other affirmations. Some people even like to listen to a church service or something in the morning. You figure out what brings that joy, what gives you that spark of energy, what makes you get excited to start your day off and kick your day off instead of rolling over your bed and picking up your phone immediately, right? What is that thing that is going to give you that kick in the butt to move forward and then get into action? Because that is how it all comes together to create a business that you love and to give you the mindset to be a success. Right, every one of those gurus that we like to follow, they are not successful just because of luck. They are successful because they have particular things that they do. And I know you've read a lot of times that they have strategies, but they have like daily practices. Some of them get up at 5, some of them, you know, work out every single day, some they do different things, but those daily practices, right, are the things that help to keep you on track and keep you focused.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.